Well, everybody, welcome to episode 342 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to our good friends at Legacy Real Estate of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. All right, we're going to talk some girls' golf today. In a little while, I'll be visiting with new Centennial coach Marty Kippe, who was supposed to be on the podcast last week, but we unfortunately had to cancel at the last minute. So we're going to have him on here in a few minutes. But right now, my first guest is beginning her third season as the head coach of the Ankeny program. Her team opened the season on Monday with a fourth-place finish in the Waukee Northwest Invitational at the Legacy Golf Club. She's Kelly Emke. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, you just came from your practice, and the temperature is barely in the 40s today, and it wasn't much higher than that yesterday. You know, was it pretty cold out there at the Legacy?
Oh yeah, it was definitely cold, windy, just a lot of changing conditions. I guess like the wind would die down and then it'd get better. And so that was probably the toughest part, is just our inconsistent weather that we've had all the last 2 weeks, really.
Well, your team shot a 390 yesterday, and that was 23 strokes better than what you posted at the same meet last year. You know, so what did you think of your team's performance considering those conditions?
I'm really proud of them. I think they did really well. I think like what I told the girls was the best part about yesterday was that we did not shoot near our potential, which means we just have so much further that we can go with this, and we're already doing pretty well, you know, placing in the top half of a meet. And so, you know, we talked a lot about like, how can we get to that third place? How can we get to that second place? And they all had like some shots they can get back and things like that. And so as the season progresses, I'm really confident that we're gonna be going even higher.
Well, you told me a couple weeks ago that with all the nice weather that you'd had in mid-March, that you're anxious to get outside, you know, when practice began.
Yeah.
But then the weather took a turn for the worse about a week and a half ago. You know, we've just had so many cold and rainy days. Do you feel like that kind of slowed down your team's progress a little bit?
I think a little bit, but honestly, we've only had two indoor practice days. So today they're inside, and luckily we have the simulator, so we're getting a little bit done. But otherwise, like, we've pushed through, and I think it's actually been really good for them. We had a practice day that was far worse than yesterday, obviously not as long, but I think it kind of just helped get them mentally prepared. That's one of our big goals this year, is to be more mentally tough and push, like, not make an excuse of like, well, the weather was bad, so I played bad, or the course was too hard, or the course wasn't in good shape. Like, it's your game, you control it, kind of thing.
Well, you always have to be prepared to play in those conditions, don't you?
So, oh, yeah.
Well, you guys were led yesterday by a sophomore, Madeline Ross. She carved a 13 over par 85, the tie for fourth place as an individual. You told me yesterday that you were super proud of her. You know, what parts of her game were working the best?
Honestly, all of her game is working really well. Yesterday, she easily could have shot 80. She just had a few unfortunate, you know, shots in the water, things like that, that just... that's golf, and that comes out. So she is putting in the work. She's really drilled down on her short game, which is what we're seeing, like, the largest improvement in her score. She's always been able to hit the ball really far and pretty accurately. So it's really getting those small things, hitting the greens in regulation, all of that.
All right. And then Aubrey Muller shot a 100. Mm-hmm. Gabby, is it pronounced Haga?
Yeah.
Okay. She shot a 101. Catherine Nelson had a 104. And then Lydia Garrity had a 127. Now, that was the first varsity meet for both Gabby and Lydia. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if they were nervous or not, but do you feel like, you know, they were able to stay pretty composed in those conditions?
Yeah, I think so. Lydia's been on our team for 2 years, and she's been holding kind of that 6-7 spot, kind of going back and forth there. So I'm just really happy that she's finally qualified for varsity, and she's always been a mentally tough player. Like, even though golf isn't always like super easy for her, and she's worked really hard to get to where she is, she's really good at staying positive. Gabby's a freshman, and that's just, we had a lot of talks yesterday about, you know, the idea that golf is hard, and it can kind of bring you down, but you just got to keep pushing through and knowing that, like, you can do these things and you can come back from it.
Well, you told me for the previous story that you had 10 girls who participated in the team's preseason practice sessions. Lydia is the only senior on the roster, so it's obviously a young squad. Mm-hmm. Your three returning varsity regulars are a couple of juniors, Aubrey and Catherine, along with Madeline. Now, Madeline gained a lot of experience last year as a freshman when she was the team's number two player with a 48.7 average. Mm-hmm. Behind her sister, Isabella, she played 17th at the conference meet with a two-day total of 181. You know, do you think Madeline learned a lot from playing with Isabella over the years, and do you think she's ready to take on the challenge of being, you know, your number one player? It looks like it based on yesterday.
Yeah, I think she's pretty good at it. She just kind of plays her game. That's like the greatest thing. And Isabella had that quality too. And I think she passed that down to Madeline. Just this idea of like, you know, it doesn't matter how everyone else in my group is doing. She's really happy to play with girls who are doing, like, even if they're doing better than her, she's just like, she's just such a positive influence in the whole group. And so I think that's really good. Her brother, Gavin, also plays on the boys team. And so I think he's had a strong influence on her too, just having two older siblings who have really dedicated themselves to golf. She knows what it takes to get to that top spot. So, yeah.
All right. And then Aubrey posted an average score of 51.8 as a sophomore. She led your team with a 90 in the Lamson Invitational at Willow Creek. You know, have you seen a lot of improvement in her game since last season?
Yeah, I have. I think Aubrey's hitting a lot more consistently. She's definitely dropping her putts a lot more often. It's just that idea of like, we got to figure out how to save like bogey and those kinds of things in those situations where it gets really hard. And I can definitely see her being more of a 90 is like her average this year, right? Like I can see her potential for that.
And then your other returning, Catherine, posted an average score of 56.7 a year ago. She shot a 134 in last year's opener at the Legacy, so she's already improved her score by 30 strokes, you know, at that meet. She also improved throughout last year. She lowered her score to a 97 at the Southeast Poke Invitational. You know, do you think she can kind of pick up where she left off last year?
I do. The girls, they set their own goal this year for what they want to do, and by the end of the season, they want to be shooting an average of 360 as a team, so that means they all need to be around 90 or somebody needs to be in the low 80s and somebody in the high 90s. And I think we kind of came to that because that's just a really solid, like if you looked at Clear Lake yesterday, they didn't have any standout like someone in the 70s. They just had all really solid kind of bogey to par golf being played, and that can really put you in place. So kind of that idea of like stop shooting for perfection and shoot for like what's attainable to get us there. And so I think that they are for sure going to get there.
We told me earlier that you have four freshmen on the team and that Gabby is part of that group.
Yep.
You know, do you see a lot of potential in those girls?
I do. I really love their attitude. They're super dedicated. I'm really excited about our freshman squad this year. Obviously, some of them are pretty new to golf, but they're coming every day. They're putting in the effort. They're putting in the time and they're sticking with it, you know? So I see a lot of potential, and I'm really excited about the future.
Now, I know you've had to deal with some low numbers on the squad ever since you took over the program. I think you had about 10 your first season, maybe 12 last year. But of course, you know, you have to deal with a lot of other girl sports in the spring, like soccer and track. Tennis was also a spring sport until it switched to the fall, you know, last fall, you know, so you don't have to compete with that sport anymore. You know, I'm guessing you were maybe hoping to get some of the tennis girls to cross over and maybe try golf, but no luck there, huh?
We have one junior, Kira, and so she did decide to kind of take it up. But unfortunately, she's been injured these first 2 weeks, so she's just getting back into it, so she hasn't played in a meet yet.
All right. Well, your team will compete in a CIML triangular meet on Wednesday against Urbandale and Waukee Northwest. That'll be held at the Urbandale Golf and Country Club, where I guess it's supposed to be about 70 degrees with a 35% chance of rain.
Yeah.
You know, so if the rain can hold off, that might be a pretty nice day, huh?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it looks a little windy, but at least it'll be warm when that day, so yeah.
Well, I'm planning to come out there, so I hope it does stay dry.
Yeah.
You guys did see Northwest on Monday. That's a team that won the meet for the third straight year. They shot a 335. Last year, the Wolves nearly won the state title. They finished just one stroke behind Ames. You know, does that look like a team that could contend at state again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they run an amazing program and they have really great numbers. And so they do a great job. And it's always something that I'm telling my girls, like, you know, pay attention. And there's a lot you can learn from the other people in your group, too. And so Northwest is definitely one of those programs that it's like, we want to strive to be that strong, too.
Well, you told me for the previous story that last year the team's goal was to shoot a 380 or below, and you mentioned there just a minute ago that the goal this year, you know, is a 360 or below. You know, and from what you saw at the first meet, you must feel like that's realistic, huh?
I really do. I think, like I said, Madeline shot an 85, which is awesome, and, like, we're so proud of her, but she even admits, like, she left a few strokes on the course, you know, like, she could have knocked that down a little bit, and so if we can keep her around that 85 to even lower, that gives us a little bit of leeway to have somebody more in the mid-90s, but Gabby, Aubrey and Catherine are all very capable. capable of that. And like I said, I think Lydia is still just getting her feet under her being on varsity. And as she pushes, I really see her kind of being able to pull in those lower scores in the hundreds. And so that'll put us in a really solid position to do that.
And you also talked earlier about, you know, having a heavy focus on mental performance mm-hmm. this year. You kind of touched on that a minute ago too. You know, you want the girls to be able to come back from bad shots and bad holes and build on those good shots and good holes. You know, do you feel like, you know, yesterday they were pretty successful in that mental focus?
I think we're getting there. I definitely think that a combination of Legacy's a difficult course. It's very different from our home course of Otter, at least. So a combination of that and the weather got to them towards the end. Like, you can see our scores getting, like, you can see them getting tired and not putting as much into it. But it's early in the season. We're not quite in shape yet. So we've been doing quite a few things at practice. They carry their bags just to get a little bit more strength built up in that, move quicker to the ball. We have notebooks. They work with Cody Myers once a week. So I think as the season progresses, we're just going to see that improve even more.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time today. Good luck tomorrow. Probably see you out there.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my other guest today is the new head coach of the Ankeny Centennial Girls Golf Team, and his team will open the season on Monday by hosting the Jaguar Invitational at Briarwood Golf Club. He is Marty Keep. Right. Yep. I'm trying to get that right here. So there we go. Well, Coach, thanks for joining me. Before we talk about your team and the upcoming season, let's talk a little bit about your background and how you got here. You told me previously that this was kind of a last-minute thing, that it was your friendship with Centennial Boys Coach Andrew Reedy that kind of sparked your interest in the position. So can you kind of talk about, you know, how this whole thing developed?
Yeah. So I worked in private golf for 8 to 10 years before I transitioned to my current role in banking. And I happened to run into Coach Reedy here at Des Moines Golf in our time there together. So we spent about 4 years there together. You know, both moved separate ways. He came up here to Briarwood, took the boys' job, and I was working there full time. And I think, you know, that they kind of reached out to him with his interest and if he wanted to be the girls' coach as well. And, you know, I think he wanted to make sure that he wasn't taking up the whole year in coaching and could do some teaching as well. And so he came to me with the kind of the opportunity. We had talked in the past about my interest in helping him out with the boys team. And he said, hey, this is there. You know, why don't you just kind of take it and run with it? And we just hit the ground running. So I interviewed and it happened to be the right fit. And now here we are.
Well, yeah, I know you own a degree in golf course management and operations, and you ran some private courses in Scottsdale and Denver for about 10 years. You told me that you've taught a lot of golf to everyone from kids to adults, but this is your first coaching job at the high school level. And I know it's still very early in the season, and you've only been practicing, you know, for a couple of weeks, but, you know, how are things going thus far? Has there been anything about the job that has surprised you?
No, I think the girls have been really open to everything I've had to say. You know, the big part is developing those relationships right away. As teenagers, you know, I feel like they're a little skeptical at first of the new person in the room or the new guy leading the ship. And everyone's been great with some of our leadership and kids that have been around the program a little bit longer, where they've just welcomed me with open arms. And so building those relationships with them and that trust is the first big step before we can really start making progress and seeing the performance come along as well.
Well, you're only the third coach in program history. Andy Fain started the program when Centennial opened in 2013, and he coached the team for 5 seasons. He guided Carly Kerrigan to the Class 5A state title in the program's first season. And John Peterson then took over the program in 2019. He led the Jaguars to a 10th place finish in Class 4A in 2022. He also guided Peyton Drefke to 3 consecutive top 16 finishes as an individual. Now, both of those guys were also longtime basketball coaches, but I think they enjoyed maybe the differences between coaching, you know, those two sports and the slower pace of golf after the high intensity of coaching basketball. So I'm just curious, you know, have you ever coached any basketball?
Not much basketball for me. Luckily for myself, we have Coach Harkin on staff as my assistant this year and our JV coach. So we have that that basketball golf transition for him as well.
Well, he probably enjoys it then.
He does. He does for sure. I think he likes it more as a calm down from his busy, busy season of girls golf instead of helping with the boys right during that transition period for him before the golf season starts. So he'll be helping with us, and he's done a great job. It's nice having a body that's in the school that knew a lot of the girls ahead of time. You know, so he helps with a lot of my day-to-day stuff and the announcements at the school and things like that.
Well, I know you told me for the preview story that new traditions can be hard, but the team's kept an open mind. You said you've already been able to build, you know, a certain level of trust with the girls, and you've allowed them to make, you know, some of the larger decisions for the team as a group. And you said the girls are excited to get the season underway, you know, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, they're really ready to go. So we had our first JV meet last week. We have our second one here on Thursday. So kind of a little odd, you know, having a couple JV meets before the varsity girls really get out and hit the ground running. But they've definitely got the itch, and we're excited for Monday.
But yeah, you told me there are 25 girls on the roster, and there are some open spots on the varsity. You only have the three returnees who saw some varsity action for a team that went 4-4 last year in the CIML conference. You know, so the girls know that there is an opportunity to make the varsity lineup, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. So Kate Truitt really are only returning player that had a ton of varsity time. So we got Tegan Skinner and Emma Bisgard were both on there and saw the varsity lineup a little bit last year, but not more than a couple of times. So definitely some new blood in there. And a lot of girls seeing, you know, there's a chance to make that jump from the JV roster.
Well, yeah, let's talk about those three returnees a little bit. You mentioned Kate. She placed second on the team last year with a 47.7 average. She carted rounds of 85 and 89 to place 11th overall at the conference meet, where she led the Jaguars to a sixth place finish. You know, do you think she's ready to step up and take over that number one position?
Yeah, Kate's definitely ready to go. She's kind of our workhorse. You know, being a Briarwood member herself, you'll find her at the golf course every day. She's there nonstop, and she's a good leader for our team. She's taken a handful of girls under her wing and kind of pushed them forward and, you know, really taking the game serious. So we lean on her a lot, and I do especially, to help with some of that behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, it's not necessarily how they're acting when I'm in front of them, but if they can have someone leading them on the background, you know, when they're out on the course making the right decisions and talking through the game a little bit more, it's a double coaching opportunity. So it's great. We appreciate everything that she's given to us so far, and I think she's primed for a really good season.
And then the other two returnees you mentioned are both seniors. Tegan played in six varsity meets a year ago, and she posted a 55.2 average. She shot a 98 in her varsity debut in the Linda Bloom Invitational in Marshalltown. Emma played in a couple of meets and posted a 61.3 average. You know, can you see those two girls stepping up and maybe taking on bigger roles this year?
For sure. I think those averages you'll see drop considerably this year compared to last. Those are girls that put in a lot of work over the offseason, and especially together. You know, and we've got a pretty tight group here in our top, you know, probably even just top 12 as a whole, from varsity all the way down through JV. They spend a lot of time together off the golf course, and I think we're going to see that transition to scores on the golf course this year.
And I know you maybe haven't figured out a varsity lineup for the first meet yet, because that's still 6 days away. But yeah, from what you've seen in practice thus far, you know, are there some newcomers that you can mention you think might be able to step in and contribute right away?
Yeah, you know, we've got a kind of a rough lineup for Monday. Those last couple spots are really up in air. So you'll see Kate and Emma and Tegan out there, along with Greta Boric. She'll be a big part for us. She's a practice gal as well. She loves being on the golf course, love playing when she's away from practice. Maddie Trosper will be big for us, just kind of a natural swing, one that just picks it up, hits here on running. Kyler Jones will be out there. And then we'll have some sort of toss-up. I think you'll see Isla Corrin in the lineup a little bit. And we'll see from there. You know, that's probably a good top seven of gals that we'll have out there playing a decent amount right away.
All right. Well, I think you guys had some decent weather, I think, during your first week of practice. But boy, this last week and the start of this week, you know, has not been good, to say the least. Do you think that feel, you know, has kind of set your team's progress back a little bit?
I don't know if it set the progress back a bit, but it puts a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth. You know, you feel like you've got everything going and everyone's on the right track, and now we've kind of, it maybe takes away from the big picture. You know, you quit thinking about Monday and how excited we are to get on the golf course as much, because you're out there in the cold. I mean, we had snow this afternoon, right? And then rain before we got out there. And I think there were some questions of, oh, are we going to practice today? Kind of hee-hawing around. And, you know, the answer is yes. Like, we're out there and we're going to probably play some cold rounds here still this year. But the girls come with a smile on their face, and, you know, I reassure them that we're not going to be out there too long, but we're going to really make do with what we have the time we're out there, and we're going to get 1% better every day.
Well, yeah, I was just talking to Coach Emke about that a few minutes ago. I mean, you got to be prepared to play in these conditions, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Especially here in Iowa.
Well, I asked you earlier if you had ever coached basketball, and one of the advantages to coaching a sport like golf over basketball, you know, or even soccer, since I had the New Ankeny Girls soccer coach on the podcast last week, is that, you know, when you coach golf, you don't have to worry too much about your opponents that you'll face this season because, you know, you can't play defense in golf. You know, you're playing against the various courses, and what your opponents do is really out of your control. So you really don't have to spend much time, you know, studying your opponents, do you?
No, not too much at all. And that's one of the things we've tried to reiterate with the girls in these last few weeks leading up to it, is golf is a game of uncontrollables, right? There's a lot of things out there that are out of your hands. How someone else is playing, that's out of your hands. And so it's that mental battle of, you know, making sure we are just controlling what we can and focusing on our game, and everything else will come together.
And I know you told me for the previous story that the team hadn't set any specific goals yet, but, you know, as far as the first meet goes, you guys will be hosting 11 other teams at the Jaguar Invitational,
yeah.
You know, including some traditional powers like Pleasant Valley and Gilbert. You know, and some of the teams in the field like Ankeny will have the benefit of already having, you know, played a meet or two under their belt. So what are you hoping to see from your team that first day?
Yeah, I'm just hoping, you know, they come out with a smile on their face and keep their heads up. I think we saw that early with our JV meet last week. I don't know that any of the girls really saw the results they wanted. We had a couple, you know, that played okay. But I know that even with the poor weather, they had a smile on their face the whole time, and they were just happy to be on the golf course. I think that's going to be the big thing for these early meets with our girls is, you know, just realizing, hey, the season's back, let's have fun, right? And golf is a wonderful game, and we need to keep that smile all the way through it. And if we can keep on the right side of the month of the mental battle, then the scores will fall into place.
Well, Ankeny had to play their first meet yesterday at the Legacy, which is a course that maybe some of their girls weren't familiar with. Do you think playing your first meet on your home course will maybe take, you know, some of the nerves away from some of your girls?
Yeah, definitely. You know, these girls that are going to play on Monday have so much experience with Briarwood as a whole, and almost half of them, if not more, are Briarwood members. So I think they have that advantage of, you know, they are truly on their home course, and they don't really have to focus on the outside noise too much.
Well, I live over there just across the street from hole number 12 at Briarwood, and I noticed yesterday and today as well, there's a bunch of work, you know, being done on that hole.
Yeah.
So is the course undergoing, you know, some reconstruction or something?
Yeah, they're doing a bunch of irrigation work out there right now. So there's going to be some work on 11 and 12. We'll see what that looks like, you know, come Monday. I think 11's in pretty good shape. We're hoping that 12 will be kind of that way, you know, come Monday, where we don't have to worry about any of the maintenance side of things. But, you know, they're doing a lot of work out there at Briarwood to make improvements for their members, and we're excited to see it, you know, really start growing once we get some sunshine.
All right. I know the forecast can change, but the last time I checked it, you know, said that the high temperature for next Monday would be 74 with over a 35% chance of rain. You know, you'd probably take those conditions right now, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd sign up for that every day of the week.
Well, hey, Coach, I'll probably see you out there. Thanks a lot for coming in today. I appreciate your time, and good luck this season.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
You bet. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest-growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa. Local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. Well, I thank my guests again for coming in today. We had girls golf coaches, Kelly Emke from Ankeny and Marty Keep from Ankeny Centennial. I appreciate the time from both of them today. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.